The contents. Number 701. The subject here treated of in general is the preparation of a new church. As the subject before was the intellectual things of that church, so here it is the things of the will. Verses 1 to 5. 702. Next, its temptations are treated of, which are described as to its intellectual things from verses 6 to 10, and as to the things of the will in verses 11 and 12. 703. Afterwards, the protection of this church is treated of and its preservation, verses 13 to 15. But what its state was, that it was fluctuating, is described in verses 16 to 18. 704. Finally, the last posterity of the most ancient church is treated of in regard to its character, that it was possessed by persuasions of falsity and by lusts of the love of self to such a degree that it perished. Verses 19 to 24. The internal sense, number 705. The subject here specifically treated of is the flood, by which is signified not only the temptations which the man of the church called Noah had to undergo before he could be regenerated, but also the desolation of those who could not be regenerated. Both temptations and desolations are compared in the word to floods or inundations of waters, and are so called. Temptations are denoted in Isaiah. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but in great compassions will I gather thee again. In an inundation of anger I hid my faces from thee for a moment. But in the mercy of eternity will I have compassion upon thee, saith Yehovah thy Redeemer. For this is the waters of Noah unto me, to whom I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee and rebuke thee, O thou afflicted and tossed with tempests and not comforted. 54, verses 7 to 9 and 11. This is said of the church that is to be regenerated, and concerning its temptations, which are called the waters of Noah. The Lord himself also calls temptations flood, in Luke. Jesus said, Everyone that cometh unto me, and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, is like unto a man building a house, who digged and went deep, and laid a foundation upon the rock. And when a flood came, the stream beat upon that house, but could not shake it, because it had been founded upon the rock. 6, verses 47 and 48. That temptations are here meant by flood must be evident to everyone. Desolations are also denoted in Isaiah. The Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, the king of Asher and all his glory. And he riseth up above all his channels, and shall go over all his banks. And he shall go through Judah, he shall inundate and go through, he shall reach even to the neck. 8, verses 7 and 8. The king of Asher here stands for fantasies, principles of falsity, and the derivative reasonings which desolate man, and which desolated the antediluvians. In Jeremiah, Thus hath said Yahuwah, Behold, waters rise up out of the north, and shall become an inundating stream, and shall inundate the land and the fullness thereof, the city and them that dwell therein. 47, verses 2 and 3. This is said of the Philistines, who represent those who take up false principles and reason from them concerning spiritual things, which reasonings inundate man as they did the antediluvians. The reason why both temptations and desolations are compared in the word to floods or inundations of waters and are so called is that they are similarly circumstanced, it being evil spirits who flow in with their persuasions and the false principles in which they are and excite such things in man. With the man who is being regenerated, these are temptations. But with the man who is not being regenerated, they are desolations. 706, verse 1. And Yahuwah said unto Noah, Enter thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Yahuwah said unto Noah signifies that so it came to pass. Yahuwah is named because charity is now treated of. Enter thou and all thy house into the ark signifies the things that belong to the will, which is the house. To enter into the ark here signifies to be prepared. For thee have I seen righteous in this generation, signifies that he had good, whereby he might be regenerated. 707. Here, as far as the fifth verse, are found almost the same things that were said in the previous chapter, merely changed in some little measure, and it is the same in the verses that follow. One who is not acquainted with the internal sense of the word cannot but think that this is merely a repetition of the same thing. Similar instances occur in other parts of the word, especially in the prophets, where the same thing is expressed in different words, and sometimes is also taken up again and described a second time. But as before said, the reason is that there are two faculties in man which are quite distinct from each other, the will and the understanding, and the two are treated of in the word distinctively. This is the reason of the repetition. That this is the case here will be evident from what follows. 708. Yahuwah said unto Noah, That this signifies that so it came to pass is evident from the consideration that with Yahuwah there is nothing else but being, esse. That which he says comes to pass and is done, just as in the preceding chapter at verse 13 and elsewhere, where the expression Yahuwah said means that it came to pass and was done. 709. The name Yahuwah is here used because the subject now treated of is charity. In the preceding chapter, from the ninth verse to the end, it is not said Yahuwah, but God, for the reason that the subject there treated of is the preparation of Noah, that is, of the man of the church called Noah, as to the things of his understanding which relate to faith. Whereas the subject here treated of is his preparation as to the things of the will, which pertain to love. When the things of the understanding or the truths of faith are the subject treated of, the name God is used. But when the things of the will or the goods of love are treated of, the name Yahuwah is used. For the things of the understanding or of faith do not constitute the church, but the things of the will which pertain to love. Yahuwah is in love and charity, and not in faith, unless it is a faith of love or of charity. And therefore in the word, faith is compared to night, and love to day. As in the first chapter of Genesis, where the great lights are spoken of, it is said that the greater light, or the sun, which signifies love, should rule the day. And the lesser light, or the moon, which signifies faith, should rule the night. Genesis 1, verses 14 and 16. And it is the same in the prophets. Jeremiah 31, verse 35. 33, verse 20. Psalm 136, verses 8 and 9. Revelation 8, verse 12. 7:10. Enter thou and all thy house into the ark. That this signifies the things of the will is therefore evident. In the preceding chapter, where the things of the understanding are meant, it is expressed differently, namely, thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Verse 18. That a house signifies the will and what is of the will is evident in various places in the word, as in Jeremiah. Their houses shall be turned over unto others, their fields and their wives together. 6, verse 12. Here houses and also fields and wives relate to things which are of the will. Again. Build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. 29, verses 5 and 28. Here, building houses and dwelling in them relates to the will, planting gardens to the understanding, and it is the same in other passages. And the house of Yahuwah is frequently mentioned as signifying the church wherein love is the chief thing. The house of Judah as signifying the celestial church. And the house of Israel as signifying the spiritual church. As house signifies the church, the mind of the man of the church, wherein are the things of the will and of the understanding, or of charity and faith, is also signified by house. 7:11. That to enter into the ark is to be prepared has been stated before at verse 18 of the preceding chapter. But there it signified that he was prepared for salvation as to the things of the understanding, which are truths of faith, but here as to things of the will, which are goods of charity. Unless a man is prepared, that is, furnished with truths and goods, he can by no means be regenerated, still less undergo temptations. For the evil spirits who are with him at such a time excite his falsities and evils. And if truths and goods are not present, to which they may be bent by the Lord, and by which they may be dispersed, he succumbs. These truths and goods are the remains that are reserved by the Lord for such uses. 7:12. For thee have I seen righteous in this generation. That this signifies that he had good whereby he might be regenerated was stated and shown at the 9th verse of the preceding chapter. In that place, righteous or just signifies the good of charity, and perfect the truth of charity. It is there said generations in the plural, because things of the understanding are treated of, and here generation in the singular, because things of the will are treated of. For the will comprehends in itself the things of the understanding, but the understanding does not comprehend in itself those of the will. 7:13, verse 2. A very clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the man, vir, and his wife. And of the beast that is not clean, by twos, the man and his wife. By every clean beast are signified affections of good. By sevens is signified that they are holy. By man and his wife, that the truths were conjoined with goods. By the beast not clean are signified evil affections. By two, that they are relatively profane. By man and wife, falsities conjoined with evils. 7.14. That affections of good are signified by every clean beast is evident from what has been said and shown before respecting beasts. Number 45, 46, 142, 143, 246. The reason why affections are thus signified is that man in himself and regarded in his proprium is nothing but a beast. He has very similar senses, appetites, desires, and all his affections are very similar. His good and even his best loves are very similar, as the love for companions of his own kind, the love of his children and of his wife, so that they do not at all differ. But his being man and more than beast consists in his having an interior life, which beasts never have nor can have. This life is the life of faith and love from the Lord. And if this life were not within everything that he has in common with beasts, he would not be anything else. Take only one example, love towards companions. If he should love them only for the sake of himself, and there were nothing more celestial or divine in his love, he could not from this be called a man, because it is the same with beasts. And so with all the rest. If, therefore, there were not the life of love from the Lord in his will, and the life of faith from the Lord in his understanding, he would not be a man. By virtue of the life which he has from the Lord, he lives after death, because the Lord adjoins him to himself. And thus he can be in his heaven with the angels, and live to eternity. And even if a man lives as a wild beast, and loves nothing whatever but himself and what regards himself, yet so great is the Lord's mercy, for it is divine and infinite, that he does not leave him, but continually breathes into him his own life through the angels. And even supposing that he receives it no otherwise, it still causes him to be able to think, to reflect, to understand whether a thing is good or evil, in relation to what is moral, civil, worldly, or corporeal, and therefore whether it is true or false. 7.15. As the most ancient people knew, and when they were in self-humiliation acknowledged, that they were nothing but beasts and wild beasts, and were men solely by virtue of what they had from the Lord, therefore whatever pertained to themselves, they not only likened to, but called beasts and birds. Things of the will they compared to beasts and called beasts, and things of the understanding they compared to and called birds. But they distinguished between good affections and evil affections. Good affections they compared to lambs, sheep, kids, she-goats, he-goats, rams, heifers, oxen, for the reason that they were good and gentle and serviceable to life, since they could be eaten and their skins and wool could furnish clothing. These are the principal clean beasts. But those that are evil and fierce and not serviceable to life are unclean beasts. 7.16. That holy things are signified by seven is evident from what has been said before respecting the seventh day or the Sabbath, number 84 to 87. Namely, that the Lord is the seventh day, and that from him every celestial church or celestial man is a seventh day, and indeed the celestial itself, which is most holy because it is from the Lord alone. For this reason in the word, seven signifies what is holy, and in fact, as here in the internal sense, partakes not at all of the idea of number. For those who are in the internal sense, as angels and angelic spirits are, do not even know what number is, and therefore not what seven is. Therefore it is not meant here that seven pairs were to be taken of all the clean beasts, or that there was so much of good in proportion to evil as 7 to 2, but that the things of the will with which this man of the church was furnished were goods, which are holy, whereby he could be regenerated, as was said above. That 7 signifies what is holy, or holy things, is evident from the rituals in the representative church, wherein the number 7 so frequently occurs. For example, they were to sprinkle of the blood and the oil 7 times, as related in Leviticus. Moses took the anointing oil, and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein, and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times, and anointed the altar and all its vessels to sanctify them. 8:10-11. Here 7 times would be entirely without significance if what is holy were not thus represented. And in another place, when Aaron came into the holy place, it is said, he shall take of the blood of the bullock and sprinkle with his finger upon the faces of the mercy seat toward the east. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger 7 times. And so at the altar, he shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his finger 7 times, and cleanse it and sanctify it. Leviticus 16:14-19. The particulars here, each and all, signify the Lord himself, and therefore the holiness of love. That is to say, the blood, the mercy seat, and also the altar, and the east, towards which the blood was to be sprinkled, and therefore also 7 times. And likewise in the sacrifices, of which we read in Leviticus. If a soul shall sin through error, and if the anointed priest shall sin so as to bring guilt on the people, he shall slay the bullock before Yahuwah. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle of the blood 7 times before Yahuwah, toward the veil of the sanctuary. 4:2-6. Here also 7 signifies what is holy, because the subject treated of is expiation, which is of the Lord alone, and therefore the subject treated of is the Lord. Similar rites were also instituted in respect to the cleansing of leprosy, concerning which we read in Leviticus. Of the blood of the bird with cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop, the priest shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, and shall make him clean. In like manner he was to sprinkle of the oil that was upon the palm of his left hand 7 times before Yahuwah. And so in a house where there was leprosy, he was to take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet, and with the blood of the bird sprinkle 7 times. 14:6-7, 27-51. Here anyone may see that there is nothing at all in the cedar wood, the scarlet, the oil, the blood of a bird, nor yet in 7, except from the fact that they are representative of holy things. Take away from them what is holy, and all that remains is dead, or profanely idolatrous. But when they signify holy things, there is divine worship therein, which is internal, and is only represented by the externals. The Jews indeed could not know what these things signified, nor does anyone at the present day know what was signified by the cedar wood, the hyssop, the scarlet, and the bird. But if they had only been willing to think that holy things were involved which they did not know, and so had worshipped the Lord or the Messiah who was to come, who would heal them of their leprosy, that is, of their profanation of holy things, they might have been saved. For those who so think and believe are at once instructed in the other life, if they desire, as to what each and all things represented. And in like manner it was commanded respecting the red heifer. The priest shall take of her blood with his finger, and sprinkle of her blood toward the face of the tent of meeting 7 times. Numbers 19, verse 4. As the seventh day or Sabbath signified the Lord, and from him the celestial man and the celestial itself, the seventh day in the Jewish church was of all religious observances the most holy. And hence came the Sabbath of Sabbath in the seventh year, Leviticus 25, verse 4, and the Jubilee that was proclaimed after the 7 Sabbaths of years, or after 7 times 7 years, 25, verses 8 and 9. That in the highest sense, 7 signifies the Lord, and hence the Holy of Love, is evident also from the golden candlestick and its 7 lamps, concerning which in Exodus 25, verses 31 to 33 and 37, 37 verses 17 to 19 and 23, Numbers 8, verses 2 and 3, Zechariah 4, verse 2, and of which it is thus written by John, 7 golden lampstands, and in the midst of the 7 lampstands, 1 like unto the Son of Man. Revelation 1, verses 12 and 13. It very clearly appears in this passage that the lampstand with the 7 lamps signifies the Lord, and that the lamps are the holy things of love, or celestial things, and therefore they were 7. And again, out of the throne went forth 7 torches of fire, burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Revelation 4, verse 5. Here the 7 torches that went forth out of the throne of the Lord are the 7 lights or lamps. The same is signified wherever the number 7 occurs in the prophets, as in Isaiah. The light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be 7-fold as the light of 7 days, in the day that Yahuwah bindeth up the breach of his people. 30, verse 26. Here the 7-fold light as the light of 7 days does not signify 7-fold, but the holy thing of the love signified by the sun. See also what was said and shown above respecting the number 7, chapter 4, verse 15. From all this again it is clearly evident that whatever numbers are used in the word never mean numbers, as was also shown before, chapter 6, verse 3. 7:17. It is also evident from all this that the subject here treated of is the things of man's will, or the good and holy things in him which are predicated of the will. For it is said that he should take of the clean beast by 7s. And the same is said in the following verse concerning the fowl. But in the preceding chapter, verses 19 and 20, it is not said that he should take by 7s, but by 2s or pairs, because there things of the understanding are treated of, which are not holy in themselves, but are holy from love, which is of the will. 7:18. That by man, vir, and wife, is signified that the truths were conjoined with goods, is evident from the signification of man as being truth, which is of the understanding, and from the signification of wife as being good, which pertains to the will, concerning which see before, And also from the fact that man has not the least of thought nor the least of affection and action, in which there is not a kind of marriage of the understanding and the will. Without a kind of marriage, nothing ever exists or is produced. In the very organic forms of man, both composite and simple, and even in the most simple, there is a passive and an active, which, if they were not coupled as in a marriage like that of man and wife, could not even be there, still less produce anything. And the case is the same throughout the whole of nature. These perpetual marriages derive their source and origin from the celestial marriage, and thereby there is impressed upon everything in the whole of nature, both animate and inanimate, an idea of the Lord's kingdom. 719. That evil affections are signified by the beasts not clean is evident from what has been said and shown before respecting the clean beasts. They are called clean because they are gentle, good, and useful. The unclean, of which there are genera and species, are the contrary, being fierce, evil, and not useful. In the word also they are described as wolves, bears, foxes, swine, and many others. And various lusts and evil dispositions are signified by them. As to its being here said that unclean beasts also, that is, evil affections, should be brought into the ark, the truth is that the man of that church is here described such as he was in character, and this by the ark, and therefore by the things that were in the ark, or that were brought into the ark. That is to say, the things are described that were in the man before he was regenerated. There were in him the truths and goods which he had been furnished and gifted by the Lord before regeneration. For without truths and goods no one can ever be regenerated. But here the evils that were in him are spoken of and are signified by the unclean beasts. There are evils in man that must be dispersed while he is being regenerated, that is, which must be loosened and attempered by goods. For no actual and hereditary evil in man can be so dispersed as to be abolished. It still remains implanted, and can only be so far loosened and attempered by goods from the Lord as not to do injury and not to appear. This is an arcanum hitherto unknown. Actual evils are those which are loosened and attempered, and not hereditary evils, which also is a thing unknown. 720. That pairs signify things relatively profane is evident from the signification of the number two. A pair or two not only signifies marriage and is, when predicated of the celestial marriage, a holy number, but it also signifies the same as six. That is to say, as the 6 days of labor are related to the seventh day of rest, or the holy day, so is the number two related to three. And therefore the third day in the word is taken for the seventh and involves almost the same, on account of the Lord's resurrection on the third day. And hence the Lord's coming into the world and in glory, and every coming of the Lord, is described equally by the seventh and by the third day. For this reason, the 2 days that precede are not holy, but relatively are profane. Thus in Hosea, come, and let us return unto Yahuwah, for he hath wounded, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live before him. 6 verses 1 and 2. And in Zechariah, it shall come to pass in all the land, saith Yahuwah, that two parts therein shall be cut off and die, and the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined. 13, verses 8 and 9. And that silver was most pure when purified seven times appears in Psalm 12, verse 6. From all of which it is plain that as seven does not signify seven, but things that are holy, so by pairs are signified not pairs, but things relatively profane. And therefore the meaning is not that the unclean beasts or evil affections, in comparison with the clean beasts or good affections, were few in the proportion of 2 to 7. For the evils in man are far more numerous than the goods. 7:21. That by man and wife are signified falsities conjoined with evils is evident from what was said just above. For here man and wife is predicated of the unclean beasts, but before of the clean. And therefore the expression there signified truths conjoined with goods, but here falsities conjoined with evils. Such as is the subject, such is the predication. 7:22, verse 3. Of the fall of the heavens also by sevens, male and female, to keep seed alive upon the faces of the whole earth. By the fall of the heavens are signified things of the understanding. By sevens, those which are holy. By male and female, truths and goods. To keep seed alive upon the faces of the whole earth signifies truths of faith. 7:23. That the fall of the heavens signifies things of the understanding has been shown before, and therefore need not be dwelt upon. 7:24. Likewise, that sevens signify things that are holy, and here holy truths, which are holy from the fact that they come from goods. No truth is holy unless it comes from good. A man may utter many truths from the word, and thus from memory, but if it is not love or charity that brings them forth, nothing holy can be said of them. But if he has love and charity, then he acknowledges and believes, and this from the heart. And it is the same with faith, of which so many say that it alone saves. If there is no love or charity from which the faith comes, there is no faith. Love and charity are what make faith holy. The Lord is in love and charity, but not in faith that is separated from charity. In faith separated is the man himself, in whom there is nothing but uncleanness. For when faith is separated from love, his own praise or his own advantage is the moving cause in his heart and from which he speaks. This everyone may know from his own experience. Whoever tells anyone that he loves him, that he prefers him to others, that he acknowledges him as the best of men and the like, and yet in heart thinks otherwise, does this only with his mouth and in heart denies, and sometimes makes sport of him. And it is the same with faith. This has been made very well known to me by much experience. Those who in the life of the body have preached the Lord and faith with so much eloquence, together with feigned devoutness as to astonish their hearers, and have not done it from the heart, in the other life or among those who bear the greatest hatred towards the Lord, and who persecute the faithful. 7:25. That by male and female are signified truths and goods is evident from what has been said and shown before, namely, that man and male signify truth, and wife and female good. But male and female are predicated of things of the understanding, and man and wife of things of the will, for the reason that marriage is represented by man and wife, and not so much by male and female. For truth can never of itself enter into marriage with good, but good can with truth, because there is no truth which is not produced from good and thus coupled with good. If you withdraw good from truth, nothing whatever remains but words. 726. To keep seed alive upon the faces of the whole earth. That this signifies truths of faith is evident from the seed being kept alive by this church. By seed is meant faith. The rest of the descendants of the most ancient church destroyed the celestial and spiritual seed within them by foul cupidities and direful persuasions. But that celestial seed might not perish, those who were called Noah were regenerated, and this by means of spiritual seed. These are the things that are signified. Those are said to be kept alive who receive the Lord's life, because life is in those things only which are of the Lord, as must be evident to everyone from the fact that there is no life in those things which are not of eternal life, or which do not look to eternal life. Life that is not eternal is not life, but in a brief time perishes. Nor can being, essay, be predicated of things that cease to be, but only of those that never cease to be. Thus living and being are within those things only which are of the Lord, or Yahuwah, because all being and living to eternity are of Him. By eternal life is meant eternal happiness, respecting which see what was said and shown above, number 290. 727, verse 4. For in yet 7 days I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every substance that I have made will I destroy from off the faces of the ground. In yet 7 days signifies the beginning of temptation. To rain signifies temptation. 40 days and nights signifies the duration of temptation. I will destroy every substance that I have made from off the faces of the ground, signifies the proprium of man, which is, as it were, destroyed when he has been regenerated. The same words signify also the extinction of those of the most ancient church who destroyed themselves. 728. That in yet 7 days here signifies the beginning of temptation is evident from the internal sense of all things mentioned in this verse, in that the temptation of the man called Noah is treated of. It treats in general both of his temptation and of the total vast station of those who were of the most ancient church and had become such as has been described. Therefore, in yet 7 days signifies not only the beginning of temptation, but also the end of vastation. The reason why these things are signified by in yet 7 days is that seven is a holy number, as was said and shown before, at verse 2 of this chapter, and in chapter 4, verses 15 and 24, and at number 84 to 87. In 7 days signifies the Lord's coming into the world, also his coming into glory, and every coming of the Lord in particular. It is an attendant feature of every coming of the Lord that it is a beginning for those who are being regenerated, and is an end for those who are being vastated. Thus to the man of this church, the Lord's coming was the beginning of temptation. For when man is tempted, he begins to become a new man and to be regenerated. And at the same time it was the end of those of the most ancient church who had become such that they could not but perish. Just so when the Lord came into the world, the church at that time was in its last state of vastation, and was then made new. That these things are signified by "in yet 7 days" is evident in Daniel. 70 weeks are decreed upon thy people and upon the city of thy holiness, to consummate the transgression, to seal up sins, and to purge away iniquity, and to bring in the righteous of the ages, and to seal up vision and prophet, and to anoint the holy of holies. Know therefore and perceive, from the going forth of the word to restore and to build Jerusalem, unto Messiah the Prince, shall be 7 weeks. 9, verses 24 and 25. Here, 70 weeks and 7 weeks signify the same as 7 days, namely the coming of the Lord. But as here there is a manifest prophecy, the times are still more sacredly and certainly designated by septenary numbers. It is evident, then, not only that 7, thus applied to times, signifies the coming of the Lord, but that the beginning also of a new church at that time is signified by the anointing of the Holy of Holies, and by Jerusalem being restored and built. And at the same time, the last vastation is signified by the words, 70 weeks are decreed upon the city of holiness, to consummate the transgression and to seal up sins. So in other places in the word, as in Ezekiel, where he says of himself, I came to them of the captivity at Telabib, that sat by the river Chebar, and I sat there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of Yahuwah came unto me. 3, verses 15 and 16. Here also 7 days denote the beginning of visitation, for after 7 days, while he sat among those who were in captivity, the word of Yahuwah came unto him. Again, they shall bury Gog, that they may cleanse the land 7 months. At the end of 7 months they shall search. 39, verses 12 and 14. Here likewise, 7 denotes the last limit of vastation and the first of visitation. In Daniel, the heart of Nebuchadnezzar shall they change from man, and the heart of a beast shall be given unto him, and 7 times shall pass over him. 4, verses 16, 25, and 32. In like manner, this denotes the end of vastation and the beginning of a new man. The 70 years of Babylonish captivity represented the same. Whether the number is 70 or 7, it involves the same. Be it 7 days or 7 years, or 7 ages, which makes 70 years. Vastation was represented by the years of captivity. The beginning of a new church by the liberation and the rebuilding of the temple. Similar things were also represented by the service of Jacob with Laban, where these words occur. I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And Laban said, Fulfill this week, and I will give thee her also, for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled this week. Genesis 29, verses 18, 20, 27, and 28. Here the 7 years of service involve the same, and also that after the days of 7 years came the marriage and freedom. This period of 7 years was called a week, as also in Daniel. The same was also represented in the command that they should compass the city of Jericho 7 times, and the wall would then fall down. And it is said that on the 7th day they rose with the dawn, and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time the 7 priests blew the 7 trumpets, and the wall fell down. Joshua 6, verses 10 to 20. If these things had not also such a signification, the command that they should compass the city 7 times, and that there should be 7 priests and 7 trumpets, would never have been given. From these and many other passages, as Job 2, verse 13, Revelation 15, verses 1, 6, and 7, 21, verse 9, it is evident that in 7 days signifies the beginning of a new church and the end of the old. In the passage before us, as it treats both of the man of the church called Noah and his temptation, and of the last posterity of the most ancient church which destroyed itself, in yet 7 days can have no other signification than the beginning of Noah's temptation and the end or final devastation and expiration of the most ancient church. 729. That by reigning is signified temptation is evident from what was said and shown in the introduction to this chapter, namely that a flood or inundation of waters, which is here described by rain, signifies not only temptation but also vastation. And the same will also appear from what is to be said concerning the flood in the following pages. 730. That by 40 days and nights is signified the duration of temptation is plainly evident from the word of the Lord. That 40 signifies the duration of temptation comes from the fact that the Lord suffered himself to be tempted for 40 days. As is stated in Matthew 4, verses 1 and 2, Luke 4, verse 2, Mark 1, verse 13. And as the things instituted in the Jewish and the other representative churches before the coming of the Lord were each and all types of him, so also were the 40 days and nights, in that they represented and signified in general all temptation, and specifically the duration of the temptation, whatever that might be. And because a man, when in temptation, is in vastation as to all things that are of his proprium and of the body, for the things that are of his proprium and of the body must die, and this through combats and temptations, before he is born again a new man, or is made spiritual and celestial. For this reason also, 40 days and nights signify the duration of vastation. And it is the same here where the subject is both the temptation of the man of the new church called Noah, and the devastation of the antediluvians. That the number 40 signifies the duration of both temptation and vastation, whether greater or less, is evident in Ezekiel. Thou shalt lie on thy right side, and shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. Each day for a year have I appointed it unto thee. 4, verse 6. 40 denotes here the duration of the vastation of the Jewish church, and also a representation of the Lord's temptation. For it is said that he should bear the iniquity of the house of Judah. Again, I will make the land of Egypt wastes, a waste of desolation. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast shall pass through it, and it shall not be inhabited 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt a desolation in the midst of the desolate lands, and her cities in the midst of the cities that are laid waste shall be a solitude 40 years. 24, verses 10 to 12. Here also 40 denotes the duration of vastation and desolation. And in the internal sense, 40 years are not meant, but only in general the desolation of faith, whether within a shorter or longer time. In John, the court that is without the temple, cast out and measure it not. For it hath been given unto the nations, who shall tread the holy city under foot 42 months. Revelation 11, verse 2. And again, there was given unto the beast a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And there was given unto him power to make war 42 months. 13, verse 5. This denotes the duration of vastation, for anyone may know that 42 months of time is not meant. But the origin of the use of the number 42 in this passage, which has the same signification as the number 40, is that 7 days signify the end of vastation and a new beginning, and 6 days signify labor from the 6 days of labor or combat. 7 are therefore multiplied by 6, and thus give rise to the number 42, which signifies the duration of the vastation and the duration of the temptation, or the labor and combat of the man who is to be regenerated, in which there is holiness. But, as is evident from these passages in the Apocalypse, the round number 40 was taken for the not-so-round number 42. That the Israelitish people were led about for 40 years in the wilderness before they were brought into the land of Canaan, in like manner represented and signified the duration of temptation and also the duration of vastation. The duration of temptation by their being afterwards brought into the Holy Land. The duration of vastation by the fact that all above the age of 20 years who went out of Egypt, except Joshua and Caleb, died in the wilderness. Numbers 14, verses 33 to 35. 32, verses 8 to 14. The things against which they so often murmured signify temptations, and the plagues and destruction that so frequently came upon them signify vastations. That these signify temptations and vastations will, of the Lord's divine mercy, be shown in that place. Of these things it is written in Moses, Thou shalt remember all the way which Yahuwah thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to afflict thee, to tempt thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Deuteronomy 8, verses 2, 3, and 16. That Moses was 40 days and 40 nights upon Mount Sinai also signifies the duration of the temptation. That is, it signifies the Lord's temptation, as is evident from his abiding in the mount 40 days and 40 nights, neither eating bread nor drinking water, supplicating for the people that they might not be destroyed. Deuteronomy 9, verses 9, 11, 18, 25 to the end. 10, verse 10. The reason why 40 days signify the duration of temptation is, as just said, that the Lord suffered himself to be tempted of the devil 40 days. And therefore, as all things were representative of the Lord, when the idea of temptations was present with the angels, that idea was represented in the world of spirits by such things as are in this world, as is the case with all angelic ideas during their descent into the world of spirits, they being presented representatively. And in the same way, the idea of temptation was presented by the number 40, because the Lord was to be tempted 40 days. With the Lord, and consequently with the angelic heaven, it is the same whether a thing is present or is to come. What is to come is present, or what is to be done is done. From this came the representation of temptations, as also of vastations, in the representative church, by 40. But these things cannot as yet be very well comprehended, because the influx of the angelic heaven into the world of spirits is not known, nor that such is the nature of this influx. 731. Every substance that I have made will I destroy from off the faces of the ground. That this signifies man's proprium, which is as if destroyed when vivified, is evident from what has been said before respecting this proprium. Man's proprium is entirely evil and falsity. So long as this continues, the man is dead. But when he comes into temptations, it is dispersed, that is, loosened and tempered by truths and goods from the Lord, and thus is vivified and appears as if it were not present. That it does not appear and is no longer hurtful is signified by destroyed, and yet it is not destroyed but remains. It is almost as with black and white, which when variously modified by the rays of light are turned into beautiful colors, such as blue, yellow, and purple, whereby, according to their arrangement, are presented lovely and agreeable tints, as in flowers, yet remaining radically and fundamentally black and white. But as here at the same time the final vastation of those who were of the most ancient church is treated of, by I will destroy every existing thing that I have made from off the face of the ground, are signified those who perish, as likewise in the following verse 23. The substance that I have made is all that or every man in which there was celestial seed, or who was of the church. And therefore, both here and in the following verse, ground is mentioned, which signifies the man of the church in whom good and truth have been implanted. This seed in those called Noah, evils and falsities being dispersed as before said, gradually grew up, but with the antediluvians who perished, it was extinguished by tares.